Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Today we have Danielle Pafford, who is part of the Plain Stupid campaign. Danielle, thank you very much for speaking with Real World Radio today.
That's true.
And I'd like you to just introduce yourself and let us know a little bit more about your campaign work with Plain Stupid.
So my name is Danielle. I live in London, and I was part of the Plain Stupid action at Heathrow in July last year, and we occupied the Heathrow runway for a whole morning in protest about new plans to build a third runway at Heathrow. Heathrow Airport already has two runways. It's responsible for 50% of all airport emissions in the UK. It's a massive hub airport. And on the 1st of July, they announced that they wanted to, you know, there was a recommendation to build a third runway. And on the 13th of July, we staged our occupation on the runway, got huge media coverage. It was an incredibly successful action. We then, in January, we had a trial. We pleaded not guilty on account of the lives we'd saved through the emissions we'd stopped. Unfortunately, we were found guilty of aggravated trespass and have been told to expect prison time, which would make us the first climate activist to be sent to prison for aggravated trespass.
Okay. And when is the sentencing? I believe I read that it's about in a week or so. Is that what we're looking at now?
Yeah, so the sentencing is on the 24th of February. So at this point, I've got about a week left of freedom.
Oh.
And we're all thinking a lot about how to, how to prepare for this moment, both personally and, you know, and in the media, and make sure that this is a moment where that people see and feel outraged and inspired to take more action. We hope this is a kind of galvanizing moment for the environmental movement and the anti-aviation movement to say, no, you can't send us all to prison. And, you know, the more you punish these people, the more the rest of us will stand up and take action and stop airport expansion. So there's a lot of things going through our mind right now.
Absolutely. I can just imagine. And I do want to ask, so the Plain Stupid campaign, is it a campaign that's been running for quite a while, or was this just for the Heathrow demonstration? Maybe you can give us a little more information about the Plain Stupid campaign.
Yeah, so Plain Stupid as an organisation is a grassroots direct action group opposing all airport expansion. And it's been around for nearly 10 years and has been taking action for a long time. There was an intense period of activity the first time they proposed a third runway at Heathrow, which was actually defeated. A combination of direct action, huge opposition from the local community, supportive MPs and enormous media pressure, which caused our politicians to back off and our now Prime Minister to say famously, no ifs, no buts, no third runway. So we've defeated this runway before. And so for many long-time campaigners to see this runway reappearing is a real kick in the teeth. But as Plain Stupid, as local communities, we're ready for the fight. People are gearing back up into action. Because when we say no ifs, no buts, we mean it.
Absolutely. And can you give us a little bit of information about the overall pollution, the environmental impacts of the aviation industry?
Yeah, so the environmental impacts of the aviation industry are terrifying. It's the fastest growing source of emissions globally, aviation. It's a sector that has, there's no global legislation around limiting emissions from aviation. It's the one sector that cannot be decarbonized. So where, you know, transport or heating or electricity, we can decarbonize. Aviation, because of the energy needed to get planes in the air, cannot be made sustainable. So the only way to reduce emissions from aviation is to reduce the number of flights. So that's, you know, there's a huge environmental impact of aviation, and that's a real worry. What makes aviation such an important justice issue is that only, despite this growing number of flights, only 2% of the population have ever taken a flight. So we can see here that it's a very rich minority causing these huge problems for everyone else.
Absolutely. And it's probably a problem that's expected to grow with more countries becoming developed, and, for example, reaching the same status as the West. So it is a big issue. Yeah.
Exactly. And in the UK, so the UK flies more than any other nation, more than the US, more than Japan. So as Plain Stupid, we feel there's a real responsibility to take, you know, serious action on aviation in the UK and say we need to be taking more responsibility for the emissions that we are creating.
Absolutely. And what do you expect to happen once you and your fellow activists have served? Is this fight going to continue? Do you plan on holding more demonstrations such as the one at Heathrow?
Absolutely. I really hope that that this will serve as, you know, although personally it feels hard and quite tragic, we hope that more broadly it will have a huge galvanizing effect on the movement. And, you know, on the day that we get sentenced, we expect hundreds and hundreds of people to be outside the court. And if we get sent down, we'll be immediately calling for a day of action that weekend at Heathrow, the same time as the protest in France about the airport expansion there, really to show that this is a global movement and it's not going to get away, not going to go away. And the more you try and crush it, the more it will rise up. And I hope that, you know, by the time we come out of prison, we'll see an even stronger climate movement and an even stronger movement to stop airport expansion.
Absolutely. Okay, Danielle, I really want to thank you so much for speaking with us at Real World Radio. And we do stand in solidarity with you and your fellow activists.
Thank you.
We will definitely be covering this story and we look forward to hearing any updates. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to speak to you.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.